Now, the former mayor of Barnet, Brian Coleman, admitted common assault by beating when he appeared in court on the 3rd of May. And as a result of that, he's now been expelled from the Conservative Party. And Brian joins me now in the studio. Brian, good afternoon.
How are you?
Do you think you've let a lot of people down?
Oh, I think it's a combination of circumstances, really. There was a long and sustained campaign of harassment that was referred to in all the evidence in court, and it led to me doing something which was foolish. And, you know, we are where we are. But you can't go through life with endless regrets.
Do you feel you owe your constituents and your Conservative colleagues an apology?
Oh, no, I don't feel I owe my constituents or my Conservative colleagues an apology, because I think, frankly, there, but for the grace of God, go any other elected politician.
Well, there aren't many elected politicians who are convicted of assaulting a woman.
I think there's an increasing list of politicians convicted of all sorts of things these days. But this was a woman, and, you know, those who heard the evidence in court heard the full story, who had led a nasty and unpleasant campaign, which included three attacks on my 90-year-old mother and attacks on my flat and my car, well beyond the usual ding-dong of political debate.
But you say you're going to stand again in the council elections next year. Mm. You won't be able to stand under a Conservative banner. Any thoughts of maybe possibly joining another political party?
Why do I want to join another political party?
That's the only way to get elected.
Well, yes, but what I will stand on is genuine, true, proper Conservative values, which I sometimes think we've forgotten in the last few years, and which locally we've very much forgotten, with a number of ill-thought-out and ill-conceived policies.
So you'll stand as an independent Conservative?
I shall stand and see what the electorate think. At the end of the day, it's the electorate who decide these things, the pundits.
Do you expect to win?
I've never gone into any election campaign expecting to win. Like, you know, as Enoch Powell famously said, all political careers end in failure. So, you know, at some stage you're going to completely lose. So I've never gone into an election thinking I'm going to win. I've only gone into an election saying, look, what you see is what you get. If you want a politician who's going to say, you know, all things to all men, it ain't me.
But you do seem to have caught a controversy right throughout your political career. I mean, I looked up your Wikipedia entry before I came here. We all know how inaccurate.
I've never looked yours up here. No, I was going to say.
It's probably best not to. But, I mean, there are all sorts of things that where you have been involved in controversies, either on expenses, taxi fares and sort of fire authority and all the rest of it. Do you actually like confrontation and controversy?
No, but if you're going to, you know, make an omelette, you've got to crack eggs. And if you're going to get anything done as a politician, unfortunately, you're going to upset some people. Those politicians who have no controversy in their lives have probably never got anything done. Mrs. Thatcher got a lot done. There were a lot of people who didn't like her, even when she passed away. So I've never worried about what the media say. The activists say, what the endless emailers say. I've just worried about doing the right thing. And, you know, Wikipedia never emphasises the positive, I always find.
No, this is very true. But, I mean, looking back on your political career, what's been the high point? And I guess today is probably the low point.
Well, there's lots of high points. I was the first politician to advocate the removal of road humps. And that's now, you know, common parlance across the country, with many councils change of policy on that. I think we did a lot of sterling work on the fire authority over 12 years. Things changed in Barnet, and things changed, I think, in London. Some of us did the groundwork that got Boris elected as mayor in 2008. Those of us who fought away for 8 years against Livingstone put in place some of the building blocks that Boris could build on and take the mayoralty.
You're not an unalloyed fan of Boris, I think.
I think Boris has his attractions. I think anyone who has worked closely with Boris will have seen sides that they don't always like.
Like
his lack of attention to detail, like his failure to do the hard work sometimes, like his... and that, you know, he could be so much better.
Well, how could he be so much better? Because
wait for the book.
Well, he's got great popularity ratings at the moment. I mean, I saw a survey the other day, and I couldn't believe the figures that I was seeing. I mean, how do you explain that?
Yes, it's an irony, really, isn't it? And it's back to the, you know, politicians who get things done, often the ones who are not particularly popular. But Boris has an image which he plays up to, which is very clever, and which makes him popular. But those of us who've been involved in local government for years and years and years know that, you know, you've got to do the basic groundwork. And, you know, we've never seen him as a minister. I suspect if we'd seen him as a minister, he might have struggled getting his red boxes done.
So, I mean, he's overrated then?
Well, the electorate in the end will decide. If you ask me, will he ever be prime minister, I'd say not in a million years.
Well, if David Cameron went under the proverbial bus, there aren't many people to choose from. And the Conservative Party, you and I both know Conservative Party activists, they'd vote for him in their droves.
Yes, but there's a job to be done, isn't there? If you're Prime Minister or you're Government Minister or you're Mayor of London, and you've got to have someone who actually does the job, and the job is more than just... Whenever I think about Ken Livingstone, I never supported him in any shape or form. He knew the issues and he did the work.
Let me read you a tweet from Martin in Yorkshire. Brian Coleman sounds like a man in denial with delusional expectations about his future.
I have no delusions or expectations. I've never been in denial. I think I live in the real world.
But, I mean, you seem incredibly cheerful for a man who's been expelled by the party that he's given most of his life to.
Sorry, what am I supposed to do? Slit my wrists?
Well, preferably not.
Well, indeed. You have to get on with life, don't you, and live life to the full and live life every day. And life has its ups and downs, and you have to take them all, you know, the famous Kipling poem. You have to take what life throws at you. You've had the same in your career, Ian, ups and downs. You get on with it. There's no point moping about it, no point indulging in self-pity or self-flagellation.
What is the state of the Conservative Party in London compared to sort of the heyday of Thatcher's time?
I think it's in a very poor state, and in a way Boris hides that because we've had two successive Boris electoral victories. It has hidden the fact that on the ground, in the party membership, activists and so on, you know, there's nobody out there. The main work in the Orley associations across London is done by councillors and councillors' wives and councillors' mother-in-laws and the occasional activist who doesn't want to hold elected office. The membership in London has, by all accounts, collapsed. So have the finances.
When you compared Boris Johnson to Ken Livingstone, you implied that the current mayor was lazy. Do you think he really is lazy?
I worry sometimes. I worry sometimes about the mayor's work ethic. I do worry about it. I've seen it at close hand. I've seen how difficult it is sometimes to brief the mayor and for the mayor to absorb a briefing, sometimes a detailed briefing, sometimes a very important briefing. And sometimes you just feel he wasn't, the eyes have glazed over. If you couldn't say it in under 30 seconds, the mayor's eyes would glaze over and his mind would be somewhere else.
But if that's true, you would think that in, 5 years as mayor, he would have been found out by now.
He's got a very good team around him, superb team. You will remember Simon Milton, who was first class. He's now got Sir Edward Lister, who's a class act, and other officers at City Hall who he's brought in, who know how to deliver.
So you wouldn't predict a Boris prime ministership at any point, and you would be horrified if there was one.
I don't think Boris will be prime minister. I think
thinks he will, doesn't he?
I suspect he does. I've no idea what he thinks, whether he thinks he will. I suspect the general public adore and love him as a personality, but they don't seriously see him as a prime minister.
Well, Brian Coleman, it's good of you to come in. It's obviously not been an easy day for you, but you do seem to remain very cheerful, more than I would be if that had happened to me, I have to say.
Well, here we go, Ian.
but then I resigned from the Conservative Party. Well, I didn't. I just didn't renew my membership. I thought it was rather incompatible.
Indeed, and the other thing is it saves a lot of money not being a member of the Conservative Party, doesn't it? It saves you a lot of money.
Brian Coleman, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.